You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There are over 1,600 juveniles now living in state facilities in Michigan, residential treatment or detention centers. Most of them are people of color. And these children so often become defined by that experience, both legally and socially. A new documentary film, Determined to Make It, helps us get to know just who these kids are and shows how making art, music, photographs, and so much more can give these youngsters a powerful way to express themselves.
Being locked up is like you don't have a lot to look forward to.
Painting is like really relaxing and it calmed me down.
I never think I could do something so big. It makes us feel that we could do something better in life instead of being out in the street.
I do not want these kids to go to prison. All the odds are stacked against them.
People think that we're just like all bad kids just locked up in a facility. A lot of us have like talent and are really good at doing things.
That is a clip from Determined to Make It, and we are joined now by filmmaker Javier Pescador. So good to have you with us. Welcome to Stateside.
Glad to be here.
What was the inspiration for you making this documentary, looking inside of Michigan's juvenile detention system?
We wanted to have a documentary in which the voices of the residents could be heard. We felt that the juvenile justice system does not provide an opportunity for youth to be heard and to be seen. And we wanted to film inside these facilities and make the documentary space that youth could use to express their opinions, their hopes, their aspirations, their dreams, and also to reflect upon the specific art activities that the organization Youth Arts Alliance was undertaking. And in my case, I was one of the artists that participated in these workshops in 2016 by designing a workshop with selfies. And then we used those selfies to create a big mural. So we talk in this workshop about selfies, about photography, about murals. We talk about the murals of Diego Rivera in Detroit. And they created, at the end of the workshop, they created this mural with some of their ideas and expectations.
And was this your first time going into such a facility?
That was my first time going into this type of residential facilities.
What did you find? What's the reality of what you found when you were meeting these kids and getting to know them?
I was really shocked by what I found in my own workshop and then later on filming other workshops, because what you hear about these boys and girls is that they are troublemakers, that they have made mistakes, that they are in the process of becoming, you know, full-time delinquents. And what you see there is these very determined young people that want to be heard, that want to be seen not as they were defined by the court system, not as they were defined by the juvenile justice system, but they want to be seen in their own terms. So I was very moved by their energy, by their creativity, by their resilience, and by the strong determination to sort of shape their own narratives and use art to express themselves. And one of the things that they kept repeating is that we're not bad kids. We made a mistake, but we're not bad kids. And we don't want to be defined like that or as such. What we want is to be seen in a different lens. We have all these stereotypes about people that are in these facilities, and we don't really hear from them. We don't really see them. They are like other groups in the country, like people that are in prison, people that are undocumented immigrants, that there is a lot of talking about them, but there is not a lot of ideas that come from them. There is no dialogue with these groups. And what we wanted to do, the producer and myself, is to make them visible, to have their voice in the documentary as the primary narrative of the film.
And how did doing that change these kids? How did you see these children respond to having art and creative expression worked into their daily routine and getting a new voice?
Well, we have to take into account that these kids have everything set and determined for them on a daily basis, right? They are told, you know, when to wake up, mm-hmm. when to go for breakfast, what to eat for breakfast, when to go to take classes, when to go to therapy, etc. So these art workshops were basically the only space in which they could have some type of choices. So they were really happy to participate in these projects. We were told in advance that we could face some type of disciplinary problems or behavioral problems, but in reality, in none of the workshops, we saw that happening. Mm. In reality, I was very shocked by how these young people engage in the project and then became the owners of these projects. We're talking about people that are between 11 years old and 17, and they're already in these, you know, residential facilities in detention, right? So life is not easy for them. And yet they have this resilience, this talent, this determination to make the most of the very few opportunities, the very few chances that they have to create their own story, to be architects in their own narratives, in their own stories, in their own terms.
And I know you'll be having a screening upcoming this spring in Detroit where you're going to have a lot of the young people who are in the film there for a Q&A. And we've put a link to your website on our website at michiganradio.org, so you can go there and link through to the website, to Javier Pescador's website, and you'll be able to find out more about this film, Determined to Make It, and finding out who these young people are in the juvenile residential centers in Michigan. It was great to talk with you about your work. We want to thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Glad to be here.